time for our monthly update on everything happening at Encourage. And in the studio today is Heather McKellips, Director of Learning and Engagement at Encourage, and Jenny Resch, who's Director of Economic and Community Development at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, it's nice to see you both here. Okay, I guess our topics today, we'll begin with the Tribune meeting.
Yes.
That I did. How did that go?
It was fabulous. It was March 18th, which seems like a long time ago. But, you know, especially, it shouldn't feel long ago because we're getting snow. And what was really great about it is out of, I would say, the 100 or so people that showed up, over half were fairly new to the Tribune process and eager to learn more. And we had quite an agenda. We wanted to talk about the state budget request that's in the budget right now. And we had a press release prior to that talking about that. We also shared the progress that we had in 2018. And one of the things I talked about with the attendees is totally can understand you don't see a lot going on at the building itself, but so much is going on behind the scenes. And we shared a timeline of what had been going on over 2018. We have that on our website, and we just kind of walk people through it. We also have a video on our website at encouragecf.org that talks about what's been going on, just so people know we haven't been dormant with the building. We've been working really hard. And then we shared Encourage UW-Stevens Point Partnership for Sustainable Communities, which is a partnership that Jenny and I will be talking about today. And then a lot of people came out to hear about the operating model update and refresh. We had Diane Lupke, who is an economic development consultant, and we've worked with her in the past. She's worked with Reggie. And what she did is she came and she met with our partners here in the community, looked at what's been changing downtown, looking at different trends nationally and globally, and then made some recommendations to the operations plan for it to be sustainable and to be better aligned with what's been going on.
Okay. What were some of the changes that?
Well, some changes were knowing that we have the Y and Boys and Girls Club and that great development downtown, we didn't need as much use space dedicated on the second floor. And this was not a shock. In fact, we had a public meeting probably a year ago where we already started talking about that with our residents, and it was like, oh, yeah, well, that makes sense.
Well, yeah.
And so the question was, what do we do if we get that space back? What would make sense? And that's where we started to – we still wanted to keep the space dedicated to innovation, helping to foster entrepreneurism, creativity, all that. So
sure.
How could we continue to do that? And that's really where we started looking at our partners, and one being UW-Stevens Point, and looking at how could we blend their thought leadership and expertise along with other expertise that we already have in the community to keep that innovation, creativity kind of alive in the second floor space.
Okay. Jenny, from you're the Director of Economic and Community Development at UWSP. From the university's perspective, what got you excited about the Tribune building project?
So our strategic plan is the Partnership for Thriving Communities.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the university is extremely excited because of the values-aligned mission and goals that are going to be happening at the Tribune building. So we are really on the ground in the community delivering expertise and with our faculty and students, that it's not the traditional form of academia
mm-hmm.
that I think most perceive, right? Going to the campus and sitting in a classroom and being enrolled in a degree program. Our university is much more than that. So we're excited to bring that expertise and those resources to align with the community needs
okay.
in Wisconsin Rapids.
Okay. Yeah, and I would imagine from the university standpoint, the fact that the community has been involved in this process from the beginning must have been very intriguing to you.
Absolutely. And even joining that March 18th event, just to be welcomed and the excitement from the community members that were there to see the university, you know, wanting to engage, it is energizing. And mm-hmm. and knowing that the community is on board and excited to have UW-Stevens Point, we're going to be coming back and engaging through listening sessions to learn more about specific community interests and needs to with the university to make sure we're relevant to what the community wants. So we're just beginning those mm-hmm. discussions to know what we need to deliver and what we need to do here.
Okay. So that from Encourage, then, that was like, wow, what a partnership.
Yeah, it was amazing. And we have a lot of, you know, other partnerships in the community. And yet, you know, UW-Stevens Point doesn't have a presence in our community. And we saw an opportunity. They saw an opportunity. And, you know, Jenny, you should really speak about how you even got engaged with Encourage in the first place.
So I was involved with the Workforce Central, the Business Education
okay.
Alliance,
mm-hmm.
For several years, and met Kelly through that Workforce Central. And so that started some, you know, one-on-one discussions about the university and things that are happening with both Encourage and the university. And then the Chancellor Patterson and I talked about inviting Kelly to join the Chancellor's Advisory Council, a strategic council guiding Chancellor Patterson. And then Chancellor Patterson came down for a tour of the Tribune with Kelly, and it went from there. The vision that Kelly presented and seeing the building, Chancellor Patterson and I were just extremely excited. Like, we definitely can have an impact here, and we want to be part of this.
Okay. And it fits in with the recent realignment in the UW system, the merging, where now UW-Stevens Point is also part of Marshfield and Wausau. So when we so getting involved in these communities is going to have to be an important part of that overall mission.
Absolutely. We are a regional university, and serving our region includes being present in all of the communities, not just Stevens Point. So absolutely, Wood County with Marshfield and Wisconsin Rapids and Marathon County in Wausau. And the beauty of it is each community has some unique, traits to it,
mm-hmm.
and sustainability and our Wisconsin Institute for Sustainable Technology aligns so well with the cranberry and paper industries and the agriculture down in the Wisconsin Rapids and Southwood County area. So the resources we have lend well to that uniqueness of each of the communities within the region, but the footprint aligns, and again, that partnership gives us the opportunity to have more of a physical presence here.
And Heather, gives you Encourage and everybody who's been working on this project mm-hmm. a new tool.
Yes.
Another tool to use
yes.
in the building in mm-hmm. making this all happen.
Yeah, and there was a real positive feeling and vibe at that public meeting when people were learning about, maybe for the first time, about this partnership. And people were really excited and eager to learn what it's going to look like, how it's going to play out. And just the overwhelming positiveness was really, really neat. And I would just add, following the tour that Chancellor Patterson had of the Tribune, he then wanted to invite his deans down. And Jenny and the deans came down and talked. So we talked about, you know, the evolution of the Tribune, the community-driven process. We talked about the vision, how it's going to impact our economy. And they all sat around a table and Encourage and said, how do we help? They had ideas. We want to be a part of this. You know, have you thought about this? And it was just such a generative, like, positive process. Mm-hmm. And I just, at first I was like, is this for real? but there was a energy in saying, okay, this is a huge opportunity for UW-Stevens Point. It's a huge opportunity for the Tribune and our community to really have a presence in our community and think about learning and lifelong learning in a really different way.
And I would imagine from the university standpoint, this is a great opportunity to learn about this community directly, to talk to the people that actually live here and work here and been working on, and get to know them and get to know what their aspirations are.
Absolutely. There's faculty that have been involved in health and wellness initiatives
mm-hmm.
In Wisconsin Rapids, and it's just not even the tip of the iceberg for learning of what the Wisconsin Rapids area needs and what the issues are that we can solve collaboratively together, and gaining direct insights into that And Heather is right. The deans and the faculty are really the ones that are going to be necessary and critical to work with the community members directly and solve those issues together, because they're the ones with the expertise and they're the ones that will be listening and genuinely making progress to what the community priorities and issues and goals are. Again, there's the innovation, the entrepreneurship, the health and wellness, and the sustainability. There's so many things that there's not enough time in the day today to list them all, but we'll get the top priorities with listening sessions, and then we move from there.
And you're coming into this community at a time with, you mentioned we're talking here mainly about the Tribune Building, but you got the Boys and Girls Club and the Y partnership. You got what's going on with the riverfront development and walking trails and improvements and recreationally there, various economic development things that are going. There's a lot going on here.
There's a lot going on.
And for the university, talk about a laboratory.
Exactly. Exactly.
You've actually used that term. You're like a learning lab. And I know Jenny and her team are also thinking about how we have conversations with our educational partners in town, our schools,
sure,
to learn, because that's early on in the process, our schools were very interested in how they could use the Tribune as a really easy learning opportunity that's right in our backyard, right in their backyard, inexpensive to get to, and then how we can help, you know, we've talked about this, how we can get kids in our community to think about themselves as innovators, as creative, newly formed entrepreneurs, and how we can start that mindset early on. Mm-hmm. Because oftentimes we hear the negative, right? The negative part. Well, there's nothing here. Well, there's a lot here, and we have a lot of great people here to do great work.
You mentioned like Mid-State Technical College getting involved because of the community kitchen aspect, and that aligns with their hospitality programming.
Exactly.
Because of what's happened at Sand Valley and all the other job opportunity that's being created around the hospitality industry.
Yes.
So there's a lot of different aspects that are all coming together and offer great opportunities for different synergies.
We're really excited about that intersection of how do we help residents, learners think about it's their Mid-State Technical College is a huge asset in our community, and that might be a great path for someone. And then UW Stevens Point is another path, and there can be paths in between the two, right?
Sure.
And so the Tribune will be this great intersection of the Technical College, UW Stevens Point, the Workforce Development Board, how we think about that, entrepreneurs, the funding sources that wrap around the building for entrepreneurs that want to start a business and those resources. And so it's this great weaving together of all these assets that we have in a new and different way.
Yeah. We got to take a quick break. And speaking of entrepreneurs, we have to pay some bills. But when we when we come back, I want to continue our discussion. We're getting our monthly update from Encourage. Heather McKellips is the Director of Learning and Engagement at Encourage. Jenny Resch is the Director of Economic and Community Development at the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. Our monthly update from Encourage talked about the sustainable communities initiative of, and we mentioned another aspect of the university that has, if you someone or if you're a business person that's taking part in the small business sessions that the university has provided at the heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, you've been touched by the UW Stevens Point.
Right.
You've had what a marvelous tool that is, because they're free.
Exactly.
And they can get some very good advice to help run their businesses.
And start a business.
Right.
A small business development center that is their expertise is trying to help individuals that are curious about what it would take, what next steps if they have a business idea, or they're just interested in learning more about what to do. It's marketing. It's connecting to financial resources. And, the Small Business Development Center has resources tied to even UW-Madison that they can bring even more of that energy and insight to the community.
What I'm seeing then is that the the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point has become like a one-stop shop when it comes to overall community development. In our, it's a resource. It's a huge resource. And now with this partnership, we can make use of this resource.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about SBDC or the Small Business Development Center, I would just add, when we were planning, we did an entrepreneurial week a couple of months ago where we offered up a panel of all the resources that are available. So Mid-State Technical College was at the table, SBDC was at the table, Encourage was at the table, the Heart of Wisconsin, everyone talking about the different resources. We had speakers coming in. And prior to that event, we actually went out and talked to either new businesses or small businesses or aspiring businesses to say, you know, what resources do you need? Who have you used? What have been, you know, helped you start up? And I would say 9 times out of 10, SBDC came up as like the best resource for people. And it's almost like the best kept secret. It's this free resource that is a huge asset, but very few people know about it. And for them to have that resource available, to have it in the Tribune as a on-site hour somehow, you know, down the road, I mean, I just think it's going to be amazing.
And so moving forward now as we develop this partnership, how is it going to proceed between Encourage, the Tribune Building Project, UWSP?
Right. So what we're working on is formalizing that partnership, and what's going to inform it are the listening sessions that Jenny talked about. So hearing from our residents, hearing from our Tribune advocates, talking with our school districts, as I talked about, to inform that. And then we're also working on putting together an advisory board for the Tribune that will make sure that we have business represented, we'll have CDFIs or our local lending, we'll have entrepreneurs. So helping to advise, because this is a new and different thing. It's not like, you know, there's this template that we can work off
right.
of. And so, you know, we have to bring expertise in to help us form what this is going to look like.
Okay. So when do you anticipate beginning the listening sessions?
Those are just a couple weeks away.
Okay. So let's talk about them. When will they be?
Well, we haven't set the dates yet.
Okay, we have, so we're early May.
On this piece of paper in front of me, I have some dates, but we haven't.
Early
May.
Early May.
Yeah.
Early next month, there'll be an announcement
yes.
made about these listening sessions.
Yes.
And the public will have a chance to come.
Yep.
And engage and talk about the needs.
And who from the university side will be taking part in the listening sessions?
So there is an invitation out to the deans and faculty to come and join. I will be present at the listening sessions. So some administration and the faculty and deans that are going to actually, the expertise. So the experts will be here to listen and know what they need to do.
I like the fact that we're getting a wide variety of the community here, the people with different talents and expertise to the table. Because mm-hmm. like you said, Heather, that is, we need all the talents. But this is new. I mean, there's you're kind of writing the manual as you go.
That's exactly it. Yeah, and that I just want to clarify, the advisory board that I was talking about is to the Tribune overall.
Right.
But the partnership for sustainable communities is going to be informed by a lot of the listening session is one piece, but I would say our years of work with community will inform it. Our community survey, you know, the two that we did will
sure.
inform it. Obviously, UW-Stevens Point's leadership and expertise will inform it. And I'm so glad you said that, Carl, because it's, you almost cringe when that question is asked. It's like, what's it going to look like? It's evolving. Like, mm-hmm. we are writing the manuscript as, you know, we're mm-hmm. building it.
And if you are concerned about it or you want to be a part of it, get involved.
Yeah. You know, we always have an open door. We're always looking for people to get engaged, and this might be a way to do so. But definitely participate in the listening session when we put that out on our website and our e-news, because we'd love for you to show up and have a conversation.
Are the listening sessions going to be topic-oriented? Like one listening session will look at this issue or this?
No.
Just general. Just
general and
yeah.
open.
General and open.
No idea is a bad idea.
Okay. I like that. No idea is a bad idea. Or like I said, there's no such thing as a stupid question.
If you have a question,
chances are someone else has that same question.
Exactly.
So if you've got an idea, for the Tribune Building Project or as we move forward overall. I mean, this is your opportunity to really go. And this also helps on the political end. And because when I was talking to Representative Krug last week, after what happened with the building commission, it's still in the budget. I mean, it just means it goes into joint finance now.
Exactly.
Goes through it. But when you're asking for state help, they want, we want as many people involved as possible.
Yeah, I would say the fact that this has been a community-driven process is probably the most attractive to our legislators, because it's coming from the community, from residents. And then also a really intentional partnership with W. Stevens Point and our other local partners, like you mentioned, Mid-State Technical College, the Workforce Development Board, local business, private investors. So the fact that it isn't an isolated, like, this is what it needs to be, one person dictating, it is all the partnerships and voice being heard and making it what it will be.
Okay. Does this push back the timeline for actually starting work on the building itself, or does this accelerate that timeline?
I think the timeline is the timeline. I think this is, we're going through the process with the budget process and following that obviously closely. And in tandem, we're also pursuing other funding dollars. So it's what we've been doing.
So you continue doing those things.
Yeah, it's just...
We just bring in another player.
Exactly.
Another partner in the process, which should actually, I would think, entice those who are interested in being... supporting the project.
Absolutely.
From the private sector, I would think, oh, they're getting the university involved? Okay, let's check this out a little bit.
Exactly.
This is serious stuff now. Yeah, but for some people, that's going to be...
Oh, absolutely.
Yep, I agree. And it's a model. I mean, it can be a state, national model to how to coexist and co-create programming like this. So I think it's very exciting.
No, and that's one of the things we talked about forever, it seems, on a Tribune Building Project. This is unique.
Exactly.
This is very new, and it's been compared to the Eau Claire Project, but it's not the Eau Claire Project.
Right.
And it's not what happened in New Orleans. It's not happened this is unique to our situation here.
Right. Which can make it difficult to understand for some, and I get that, right?
Mm-hmm.
But what I love is that it's evolved and it's evolving to meet the needs of our community. It's evolving to meet the changes that are going on in our downtown, which are very positive, great things going on. And it's really highlighting our regional assets.
Mm-hmm. Jenny, as we develop this partnership, do you anticipate other ways or other medias for the university to reach out and try and get that message out to more and more people in this community?
Absolutely. Sometimes it's not just about a headline. It's about just being present and engaged in the community. So we are going to continue to go down that path and be here and collaborate and be part of Wisconsin Rapids.
Yeah. This is exciting. This is a new aspect, and it's during the break, folks, I was mentioning, I've covered this city for I don't know how long, but way too long. But I can remember there's always been this urging, we need to have a closer relationship with the University of Wisconsin-Stevens Point. It's right in our own backyard, and like you said, a lot of people, well, that's in Stevens Point.
Now we're
now,
here.
And it comes at a time when you've become a regional university, so the timing is perfect in terms of that.
Mm-hmm.
And keep posted, I would imagine the Tribune Building webpage will have updates on this?
Yep. We have a Tribune Building Facebook page, but on our EncourageCF.org website, there is a portion dedicated just to Tribune, so if you want the latest and greatest up-to-date news, go ahead and go there.
And if folks want to learn more about UW-Stevens Point?
The uwstevenspoint.edu website. My contact information's out there.
Okay. Ladies, I want to thank you so much. This has been very interesting, and it's exciting, quite honestly. And The beginning of a beautiful partnership.
Thank you, Carl.
Take care. Heather McKellips from Encourage, Jenny Resch from the UW-Stevens Point, wrapping up part two of today's edition of The Morning Magazine. The Morning Magazine at